This is the parallax for Tuesday, May 12, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We know. We begin with escalating tensions between Washington and Tehran. President Trump declared Monday that the ceasefire with Iran, now in effect since April 7th, is on what he called massive life support. Trump rejected Iran's latest peace proposal outright, saying he didn't even finish reading it and calling it a piece of garbage. His national security team has been meeting to discuss potentially resuming military strikes. Here's where the coverage splits along familiar lines. Axios and the BBC both report Trump is seriously considering restarting military operations after negotiations deadlocked over Iran's nuclear program. Specifically, Tehran backed away from earlier concessions on enriched uranium. Fox News emphasizes Trump's language, quoting him saying only stupid people in Iran would question his resolve. Meanwhile, The Guardian notes Trump is also considering restarting U.S. Navy escorts of ships through the Strait of Hormuz, while Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu insists the war must continue until Iran's uranium stockpile is physically removed. Al Jazeera marks this as day 74 of the conflict, with Iran now deploying combat-ready mini-submarines in the strait as a U.S. nuclear submarine heads toward the Mediterranean. That escalation is directly driving the next story. Gas prices have surged to $4.52 per gallon nationally, up more than a dollar since late February, and Trump has reversed course on a key economic position. Just last week, the White House said suspending the federal gas tax was not currently under consideration. On Monday, Trump told CBS he's endorsing a suspension of the 18.4 cent per gallon federal tax. Axios notes this marks a significant White House reversal, though the outlet points out the actual impact would be limited given current price levels. The Guardian frames this as Trump facing political pressure over energy costs tied directly to the Iran war, while the Daily Wire reports California's average is even steeper at $6.15 per gallon, adding context to why Trump feels compelled to act. Turning to a major domestic security development, Eileen Wong, the 58-year-old mayor of Arcadia, California, resigned Monday after the Department of Justice announced she's been charged with acting as an illegal agent of the People's Republic of China. Wong has agreed to plead guilty to one felony count and faces a maximum of 10 years in federal prison. The reporting here is fairly uniform across outlets. The Guardian, Al Jazeera, and Newsmax all confirm Wong promoted pro-China propaganda at the behest of Chinese officials. The Daily Wire adds that Wong is a Democrat, contextualizing the story through a partisan lens the other outlets avoid. What stands out is the speed and seriousness of the DOJ action. This kind of foreign agent charge is extraordinarily rare at the municipal level. On the international stage, President Trump is heading to China tomorrow for what could be one of the most consequential summits of his presidency. He's bringing 17 U.S. executives with him, including Apple CEO Tim Cook and Elon Musk of SpaceX and Tesla. The BBC reports this two-day summit could set superpower relations for years to come. The Guardian notes Trump appears eager to discuss artificial intelligence with Xi Jinping, potentially after addressing the Iran crisis. Fox News reports senior administration officials say Trump plans to press Xi hard on China's economic and material support for Iran and Russia. NPR adds important context. A new Chicago Council poll shows most Americans view China primarily as an economic threat rather than a military one, which shapes how Americans will interpret whatever agreements emerge from this summit. Meanwhile, Britain faces a political crisis that's rippling through financial markets. Prime Minister Keir Starmer's Labour Party suffered a devastating result in local elections on May 7th. Their national vote share collapsed to just 17%, while the right-wing Reform UK surged to 26%. A cabinet minister resigned Tuesday, and reports emerged that Starmer could face a leadership challenge or step down the same day. The financial press is sounding alarms. Bloomberg reports UK 30-year bond yields hit their highest level since 1998 as markets respond to the political uncertainty. MarketWatch reports British government debt fell sharply on Tuesday, amid reports Starmer may resign. Al Jazeera notes Starmer remains defiant despite calls to step down, but the cabinet is splitting. That's the parallax for Tuesday, May 12th. Thanks for listening.